Digging deeper into the concept of phototoxicity with essential oils, a few tips on loving the summer sun and essential oils without experiencing the burn. I just released my embarrassing personal story of a sunny event with an unfortunate skin-altering outcome. I'm hoping you will learn from my mistake and heed more respect for the phototoxic potential of certain essential oils. You can learn more about what happened to me when I combined the dreadful equation of coconut oil, a volatile essential oil, a previous exposure of lemon essential oil, and a fun day in the sun on the link I provided. This way, you won't have to experience either a premiere or an unwanted sequel like I did. Now I want to explain why applying lemon oil the night prior causes discoloration in my skin tone. Let's dig in. What is phototoxicity? It's not phytotoxicity. First of all, if you search Google to learn more, don't make the mistake of mistyping phytotoxicity with a Y. You won't get the gist of what I'm discussing here. Rather, you'll get a vast amount of hits on weed management and pest control. Penn State Extension states, plant injury phytotoxicity may occur when chemicals are employed to protect plants from pests, fertilize plants, regulate plant growth, etc. Essential oils are natural protectors of the plant, so of course when certain compounds are extracted out of them, they can be used as natural products for lawn care beautification. What I'll be discussing is another term which is more familiar with essential oils lovers. Before I go into the details, I don't want this word to scare the buggers out of you. If you show some respect for the sun and apply oils as directed, you'll be a lot better off than I was. Sun exposure, the skin, and certain essential oils to be cautious with. What's in a name? Lindsay Elmore, PhD, states that phytotoxicity is a type of allergic reaction where a chemical substance increases the sensitivity to the ultraviolet light. Furanocoumarins, or FCs, found in some essential oils, squeeze between base pairs in DNA. When exposed to UV light, the FCs form covalent bonds with DNA. This cross-links the DNA. Cross-linking causes an inflammatory response, redness of the skin, sunburn, and severe cases, blistering. Unlike regular sunburn, phototoxicity reactions are sometimes delayed for several hours. The changing color of the skin may last for weeks. According to Skin Cancer Org, this is technically a phototoxic reaction, which differs from a photoallergic reaction. So although an accepted term, I'm not sure it is fully accurate to denote this reaction as phytotoxicity with allergy in the definition every time. To be precise, it would be a photosensitivity that is phototoxic. An article from Seminars in Cutaneous Medicine and Surgery reports, photosensitivity may be phytotoxic or phytoallergic. Phytotoxicity is much more common. There are two types of phototoxicity. Photoallergy is an uncommon acquired altered reactivity dependent on an immediate antibody or delayed cell-mediated reaction. Solar urticaria is an example of the former, whereas photoallergy to exogenous chemicals is an example of the latter. Photoallergy to systematic drugs does occur, but is difficult to characterize. The action spectrum for photoreactions to exogenous agents usually at least includes the ultraviolet A rays for both phototoxicity and photoallergy. Dr. Sarah, say what? Confused? From my understanding, what I'm currently experiencing is a result of a reaction between the furanocoumarins and lemon essential oil with the DNA in my cells. This causes a cross-linking that was a result of sun exposure. I'm unlikely producing an allergic response to lemon oil, as FCs are more likely to cause reactions that are, quote, phototoxic. There's a 9-page PDF that goes into all the biochemistry that I link to. This is for those interested in the very intricate details of this response. For most of myself, it can cause a bit of a cross-eyed experience. The big question, should you ban lemon oil from your cabinet in the summer? No, but you should be aware of the oils that can create such a response and take precautions. These include covering the application area, waiting 12 to 18 hours before exposure to the sun, and being aware of what oils cause this response. An article of AromaLab summarizes these points. Usage recommendations per Robert Kisserand and Rodney Young. There is generally no phototoxic risk if the oils are used in a product that is either not applied to the body or is washed off the skin, such as shampoo, bath preparation, or soap. However, essential oils can adhere to the skin if used in a sauna or steam inhalation. There is no risk if the skin to which the oils are applied is covered in such a way as to prevent UV rays from reaching them. We recommend that skin treated with phototoxic oils at levels higher than the maximum use levels should not be exposed to UV light for 12 to 18 hours. Caught citrus or phytotoxic essential oil handed in the sun? What now? Young Living gives some tips on what to do if you get caught in the rays with a skin-altering oil in hand. These include getting out of the sun, rinsing with cold water, and diluting the exposed area with vegetable oil. The next big question. I can already hear the question percolating in your beautiful minds. What about adjusting these same essential oils? Well, that's another topic for next time because I'm digging real deep on this. For you, my beautiful oily people, to not leave you hanging, my short response without all the evidence fully reviewed is that it's not too much of a concern if you aren't overdosing, just like topical application. I drink citrus oils in my water daily and have never experienced a response from internal usage. Straight talk summary in one sentence. Enjoy the sun, enjoy your citrus oils, but please don't slather them on your body or go heavy-handed with them in your water, and then run to the beach. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.